Ian Jones is Business Northwest President. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Lee. Good to catch up with you,
and
the last time.
And for the final time in 2022. Yes. And you've got your breakfast networking session happening tomorrow at the Beach Hotel. Who have we got as guest speaker?
Yes, we've got Stephen Kerrison and Neil Tomlin, senior execs from TasRail, providing an update on their activities. And, you know, TasRail's partway into delivering a record investment into statewide infrastructure via the Tasmanian Freight Rail Revitalisation Program in partnership with its contractors. And as part of that, they'll be building the new bulk ore loader at Burnie Port. And that's a $64 million investment by the federal government and very important for Burnie.
And what is the requirement behind that investment?
Well, it's a replacement for the current ore loader that's about 50 years old. And the new system will double the loading rate, which means ships can be turned around in half the time. Plus, it'll be a lot more reliable than the old system, and it meets modern environmental requirements. And last year, TasRail shiploaded 650,000 tonnes of zinc, lead and high-grade iron ore, plus 260,000 tonnes of magnetite. That was just last year. So it's a major revenue earner for the state.
Sure is. Beach Hotel in Wilson Street, Burnie, is the venue for that breakfast. So 7:15 for a 7:30 sit-down. That includes a great hot breakfast. Perfect way to start the day. Cost is $20 for your members, $25. Bring along the guests and the general public. Most welcome to attend, aren't they?
That's right, Lee. And look, I urge businesses to attend as there are always good opportunities for networking. Plus, the TasRail project is an exciting one for Burnie and people need to know more about it.
Sure is. Coming up to Christmas, must be a lot happening around town.
Oh, there is a lot happening, Lee. The cruise ships are coming thick and fast. There was one yesterday and another five before Christmas, including the Queen Elizabeth on the 21st, which is all good for local businesses. Plus, the money gets spread right across the region. You know, it's good to see Wings Wildlife Parks reopened so they can host the cruise ship passengers. And as you'd be aware, Lee, the 7BU CFM Christmas Parade is on Friday, December the 16th at 5 p.m. in Mount and Wilson Streets. Plus, there's a street festival in Wilmot Street that evening with live music, food trucks, children's entertainment, giveaways, market stalls, etc., and which should be a really great family event. And actually, we're on Santa watch, and we've got him visiting in the Plaza Arcade from 11 to 1 on December 9, 10, 11 and 12. December 16, 17, 19, 20 and 21st. So come and have photos taken with the great man.
Say g'day to the jolly old fella. Yeah, that street party promises to be a beauty. Live music running. Matthew Garwood and Michelle will be performing. And as you mentioned there, food vendors, kids entertainment there. And $800 worth of giveaways with all thanks to Gavin Pearce. So
fantastic.
Thanks to our federal member for Braddon for that. And we're still calling on float registration. So if you'd like to put a float into this year's parade, feel free. Head into 7BU during office hours, 31A Wilson Street, Burnie, between 9 to 5, and we'll fix you up. And you can also head along to our website and fill out one of those entry forms, and we'll be a part of it along with the Burnie City Council. Great to have the Christmas parade back in 2022. Busy times indeed, Ian.
Well, that's for sure, Lee. And look, I do urge people to be a little cautious as COVID seems to be making a bit of a comeback in recent weeks, and we're starting to see staff absenteeism on the rise due to it. And, you know, even the Prime Minister has it at the moment.
Yes, exactly. And I read the other day that you got a brand new job. Tell us a little bit more.
More of an extra job, Lee. I was elected to the board of the Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry at their AGM in Hobart last week, and I'm on the policy committee, which really suits my interest. And also, I'll be able to provide stronger representation for coastal chambers back to the state body. So I'm pretty pleased to be part of the peak business body for the next couple of years.
It is a busy workload for you. Quite an achievement. Well done. And you've got another big year. What have been the highlights in 2022, Ian?
I think the highlight for me was the opening of the Intersection Art Gallery in Wilmot Street. And, you know, art isn't something that a local business association normally gets too closely involved with, but we saw an interesting opportunity, and with the support of council and 10 days on the island, you know, we were able to transform an old retail space into a very attractive contemporary art gallery, which is still going and has new exhibitions booked over the cruise ship season.
It is an exciting addition to arts in this area. What plans do you have for 2023?
Well, we don't have time for all of them, Lee, but we will be completing our Table Cape Lighthouse projection program early in the new year, plus unveiling the interactive tourism displays at Wonders of Wynyard. And some of the technology is brand new to Australia. It'll be absolutely spectacular.
So just a final reminder, tomorrow's breakfast features Stephen Kerrison and Neil Tomlin from TasRail, and those two gentlemen will be speaking about TasRail's activities. Beach Hotel's the venue in Wilson Street. 7:15 kickoff, 7:30 sit down. That includes a great hot breakfast. Cost is $20 for members, $25. Bring along the guests, they're more than welcome.
Yes, that's for sure, Lee. Look, it's a great breakfast and a really good opportunity for businesses to make new contacts.
And we always thank you for your fortnightly updates, Ian. We'll catch up with you in the new year. So I'd like to wish you and your family all the very best, and everyone too from Business Northwest, for your input over 2022. And we look forward to doing more of the same in 2023.
Thanks, Lee. Look, I really look forward to it. And I thank you and 7BU Management for their support for another year, and wish all the listeners all the best for the festive season.